We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting four lines from the top, the two dots. Before we start, I just want to mention something in the last Gemara. In the last Gemara, it says that a Talmud Chacham's bed is basically empty, and we have under it just his shoes. Masechtas Amud Aleph keeps everything under the bed, including the food. And like the Rashbam speaks out, the minimum of psachim oichlim tachas hamita fill mechupim klibarza ruach rosh are aleim. And that's what Amud Aleph does. So, Freik the Shvus Yaakov, how are you allowed to ever buy from an Amma Aretz? How are you allowed to ever buy from an Amma Aretz? Food, L'chairo, aren't you worried you put it under the bed? You put it under the bed, how are you allowed to ever buy food? What's pshat? L'chairo, maybe put it under the bed. Doesn't fix Shvus Yaakov. So, Shvus Yaakov, you see from here that it's only Asa L'chatchila, but not B'di Eved. That's what brings right man. Pesach Shuvah actually in Shechanach brings down this Shvus Yaakov to say it's mutter b'di'eved, not so partially passing like that, but it's good. He means right from this Gemara that food under the bed is mutter b'di'eved. Zokti Gemara Vayta, new Gemara here. We brought in Rav Bana before, and I want to say a whole Amud Gemara of stories of Rav Bana. Rav Bana, some say, was Rav Yechanan's Rebbe. Zokti Gemara, Rav Bana have a mitzayim ma'arta. He was making kvarim, and being mitzayim means he was measuring and being and showing and marking where the kvarim were. What was the reason for that? So the Rashbam says he did that kilahakim mokem atuma v'lo yaviu tares derech kan ela hal alakever shlo yilhava alakever. He made these markings in order that a kohen or someone holding tares should not come near the kever, not realize it. Therefore, he was marking the kvarim, and that's why his name was Bana, because al shem he was boina these great gravestones, basically, or these markings where the kever was. Kimatul Mar to the Avraham, when it came to the Ma'ara of Avraham, which tomorrow is the Machpelah, Ashkechel Eliezer and Avraham, the Kohen Kain Vava. He found Eliezer and Avraham standing in front of the kever, guarding the kever. The Rashbam brings down that the Tanya Maseches Derech Eretz, the Shiva Tzadikim Kayam Shloim Mesu, and one of them is Eliezer and Avram. Other ones in that list are, I looked it up, is Serach Basasher, El Yohanavi, Mashiach. That's other ones, and one of them is Eliezer Eved Avram. He was still alive. Tzadikim Kayam Shloim Mesu, he didn't die, and he was standing guard over the caver. So Amalei Maiko Eved Avram, what's Avraham doing now? I want to go in to measure the caver. What's he doing now? Amalei Gani Bekamfa Beknafa De Sara Bekamayna Liberesha. He's lying down in the brace of Sara, and Sara is checking his head, checking his hair. So Amalei Zil Amalei Banoi Kayabava. Go tell him that Bana is on the door at the door. He wants to come in. Amalei. It sounded like it wasn't appropriate for him to come in when Avraham Avinu was lying like that. Amalei Leil. Let him come in. Made the idea the Yetzer B'Hai Amaleka. There's no Yetzer Hara in the next world. So therefore, you could come in. Zokta Muki Yosef here, it's a very important thing, this Muki Yosef, because a lot of people don't know this Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says that Shteita in this Gemara, that he says, Shamina mahagoda zu derech eretz, sheina royu lisnaigim ishtoi, b'ki yoytze v'dvar malol v'fnei acherim. You shouldn't act like that in front of other people, but b'fnei acherim, you shouldn't act like that in this world, at least in the next world, yeah, but this world not. So today, where it became like normal practice to have pictures hanging on the wall of Chas and Akala hugging each other, doesn't stem with this Gemara. You have something to say about this, Maishi? Well, it looks like you hear the Mukhi Yosef. Let's read it again. Yeah. So I kapon him. It's a Mukhi Yosef. It's not me. I know it's not maybe politically correct, but that's what's stated in the Mukhi Yosef that which is called the other words called Chibah Barabim. That's what it's called. So it's from it's Medina de Gemara. This is there. Can we avoid in this Gemara like the Namuk Yosef says? Al Kaponim here. So he said, okay, he came in, I am an Avak. He went in and checked it out. He measured out the caver, and if we can mark where the caver is. Ki Mata Lama'arta, the Adam Arishon, when he came to the Ma'ar of Adam Arishon, means he went to Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. Now he came to the Ma'ar of Adam Arishon, Yotza Baskov Amra. So Baskov came and said, I don't let you wait over here. Nastakla. With the Must Yakni, you saw someone who is similar to the look of your creator. With Yukni Atzmal Tzadkav, don't look at the creator's face itself. Like the Rashbam explains, that can you please tell me what's going on? What's the Shaila here? No. So the here Yaakov Avinu is Shufred Yaakov Me'ein Shufred Odma Rishon, and therefore it's B'demus Yoknoi of the Yoknoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Mashenkin Odom Rishon is Mamish like the Rashbam says just Yoknoi Yaakov Demir Masamach Shufred Yaakov Me'ein Shufred Odma Rishon. But Yukli Aspin, which is Odom Rishon itself, it says B'tzel Makim Baro Oisoi. So there, but tell me, there's mamish duke aspay day that you can't look at. That I'm not letting you look at already. As I said, you looked at a Yaakov Avinu already, which is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to look at other Rishon who's mamish created, but Selam Alekim, that I'm not allowing you to see. So he says, what do you mean? Habi'ino l'tsu nimarata. I want a measure of the Ma'aro to see where to mark the caver. So the answer, k'midas chayosan and kach midas apnimis, the same, like the outside Ma'aro is the same size as the inside Ma'aro. And this is if the Ma'ara was one in front of the other one. If you learn Ma'ara Samachpela was one above the other one, the Midas is like the Midas Achtoina.
What does it mean?
Huh?
He went into the building, whatever the building
is,
not the building. The cave.
No, obviously not. They weren't like the whole cave off limit, only above the caver itself. Where the mace is buried,
right,
so he measured. He wants to measure Adam Rishon's thing to see which part is marked. Yeah,
what was the answer?
It's the exact same size as Avraham Avinu's cave, as Avraham Avinu and Yaakov Avinu's cave. The same exact cave the size as that. The same exact size. The front Ma'aro is similar to the back Ma'aro.
How much distance between the next?
I have no idea.
So how
did it mark? Omra Abana, they saw it wasn't let into that room. Omra Abana, the kalti b'shnei akavav, v'doimim l'shnei gagali chama. He says. He saw the two heels of Adam Rishon. He saw that much he did see. And it was diamond to two, like two suns. Galgal Chama, that's how shiny it was. That's how much the shine was. The Gemara says, right, that kol b'fnei Sarah, kol b'fnei Adam. Sarah's beauty was so much that anyone next to Sarah looked like a monkey. Sarah b'fnei Chava, kol b'fnei Adam. Sarah next to Chava was like kol b'fnei Adam. Chava was much more beautiful than Sarah. Chava b'fnei Adam, kol b'fnei Adam. And Chava in front of Adam, Kaif Nei Adam. Adam Fnei Shechina, Kaif Nei Adam. Adam Fnei Shechina, Kaif Nei Adam. Like, but we learned it before already, that Adam Rishon was the closest thing to B'Tselem Elikim, because he was the first creation, he was perfect. Shufrei the Rav Kahana, Me'ein Shufrei the Rav. Shufrei the Rav, Me'ein Shufrei the Rav Avo. The beauty of Rav Avo, Shufrei Avo, Me'ein Shufrei the Yaakov Avinu. It was like Yaakov Avinu, which the Gemara said before, which the Rashbam said before, was close to the Dimus Diyaknoi. Shufrei the Yaakov Avinu, Me'ein Shufrei the Rav Rishon. Yaakov Avinu's beauty was similar to the beauty of Adam Rishon. Zogtim Varavaita. Hum Gusha, there was a certain sorcerer, Davachotet Shichvi. He used to dig up the mason. For what reason? So Rashbam learns the reason was to take off their clothing. He wanted their clothing. Others say because he wanted to do Oiva and Yidaini. So he used to dig up these mason. Kimata Ama'arta Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. When it came to the Ma'or of Tuvi Bar Masna, Tavse v'dikne. Umusam Rav Tuvi, he was dead already, he grabbed onto the Zamgusha's beard. So Asa Abaya, they called for Abaya. Abaya was friends with this guy. So Asa Abaya, Amaleis Abaya said, begged Rav Tuvi, b'matusiminach, shafke, leave him alone. L'shon achriti, next year, Hoda Asa, he came again to Zamgusha and tried to dig up the grave. Tavse v'dikne, again, Rav Tuvi grabbed him to his beard. Asa Abaya came to try to get him out. Lois shafke, didn't leave go of him. Ah, the Isay Misparo of a guy's ledikne, until he got a scissor and cut off this Amgusha's beard in order to let him free. Hudomlu, Chavitad Afra, there was a guy who said, he was a Shkimira, like the Rashbam says, and Bishas, when he was dying, he says like this, Hudomla Chavitad Afra Lachad, broy, one son is getting a barrel of earth, Chavitad Garmi Lachad, broy, another son is getting a chavis, a barrel of bones. And Chavisa da Udra lechavroi, another one's getting a barrel of feathers, of pillow fillings. You're getting that chavroi. Lo yad my kamla. You know what he was saying? Like what was he talking about? Also, he made the Rabbana omaluhu. They came from Rabbana, and he explained. This is what he means to say. He asked the family. Istuchu ara, you have real estate. I'm in. Yes. Istuchu chiyusi, you have animals. I said I'm in. Ischu Bastriki, you have different type of clothing. Omalayan. So as it says, so that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat. What's he saying like this? The one of Achavit Afra says, you get the real estate, which is offer. The one who's getting the barrel of bones, that he's getting the behemoths. And the one who's getting the udra, he's getting the clothing and the carpets and all those things. And why do you say it this way? So Rashbam says, the reason why he's saying this way is because he didn't want people to know how rich he was when he died, and therefore he said it, but derech remez. So I'm thinking, who gav Rasham l'vesu l'kam l'barta? A certain fellow, he overheard his wife telling his daughter, Amai loit senias bi isura. He says, when you mezana, do it quietly. Don't let him find out about it. Because she says about herself, you know, by the way, me, hach issa, asara bani isli, lo, I have 10 sons, but less than ma'avuch elachad. I only have one from your father. She didn't specify which one. He says, by the way, you know, when I found out about this, but only one son is really from your father. The rest are from other people. So just learn from me, be quiet when you mezana. Kishachiv, when the father died, Omalahu, he said, Kol nechsi l'chad bra. All my nechassim are going to one son. But lo yedai l'hayim and I didn't know who to give it to, because the father himself did not know who to give it to. And that's what he said, that all my nechassim are going to one son. So he didn't know what to do. Who should get it? Also kamei de Rebbe Bana, Omalahu, zilu chabutu kavro davuchem. He told them, all the sons came to bed, and he says, you know what? Everyone go and bang on the kever of your father. Add the kai, until he wakes up, until he wakes up and says who to give it to. Ozlu kulu, all of them went, but who davri, one son didn't go. Have a loy ozlu. Omlu kulu nichse the high. Loy ozlu didn't go. Why didn't he go? Because he says, that's not my kavadik to hit my father's kever. So after Rashbam, they figured out who it is. But it says that a mamzer is a mechutzif. So all the other people who were ready to hit the kever, they were mechutzafim. So they were a mamzer. He, who is not a mechutzif, obviously, it was not the mamzer, so it was a gevaldig shtick, and this way they figured out who it was. So amalhu kulu nichzad high at the high. All the nechassim are benar paskin. All the nechassim go to this son. Meister, all the kids were not happy. This guy was a big veer. They lost all their money. They went and told the government about this. Rabbi Noah was making this psakim. Amri yikid gavra chad biyadoy. There's a guy from the Eden. He's taking money away from the people. Beloy sahadi or beloy midi. He is taking away amanachasim property from people without edim, without any raya. Asu chavshu. They took him and put him to jail. Also the vesu omr lahu avdechad havali. So now the wife of Rabbi Noah came, and she figured she's going to say something in a riddle, and they're not going to know what it is, and they're very proud, they always know how to pass and everything, and they're going to have to call Rabbi Noah back up. So also the Vesu, Amru Lahu, she went to Bezdin, the Goyish Bezdin, and said like this, Avdechad Havli, had an Eved, had a slave, Poskul Reshe, and people, they took off his head, knocked off his head, Uposkul Mashke, they took off his skin, Va'okhlu Bisre, they ate his flesh, V'komolu B'maya, and they're filling up his skin with water, Mashke B'elechavri, and they're giving out the drink from it. They're not paying me any money or rent. So loyad my kamer, they don't know what they're talking about. So I'm loyad my kamer. They didn't have what she is saying. Omru neisil chamid erodai. Let's bring up the chacham from the Eden velema, and he'll explain us what she is saying. Karula Rav No Amalu. What he means to say is Arnuka Amruluchu, which is Arnuka means it was a noid of Ar, which means like this. She was saying she had a goat. And it was stolen from me, and they shechted it, and they ate the basar, and from the skin, they made a little pouch, and they're using that for water, and they're drinking with that. So that's what she meant to say. So Omri, hoil v'chacham kuli hai, since he is so smart, leisiv abava, let him come and sit in all our court cases, let him sit in the bezdin. V'nidin dina. They said, Rav Noah, they upgraded Rav Noah out of jail, and they made him into a dayin. He saw that was written on the door called Dayan de Miskari Ladin. Any Dayan that's called Ladin, Loishvei Dayan, is not a good Dayan, because he could be accepting Sheikhad. If someone brought him to Din, it means he steals, and therefore he might take Sheikhad. He's not an honest person. So that was the rule. So Rav Benod did not like this rule. Someone comes out of nowhere. He has like a frivolous lawsuit against the guy. Paslay and Paslim has to have some merit to it. Hello, this should be the rule. I'll call Dayan the Miskari Ladin, anyone who's called a din and they take away money from him, which means he comes at Chayiv, but then laughs me down, he's not called a Dayan. So Taka, they edited what they wrote. Kosvachi, Baram, Sabi Duidoi, Amri, call Dayan the Miskari Ladin. They edited. They said the elders of the Yidden said, "Called dying the Maskar al Din, I'm Afkim and Mayim Bedin. Anyone who dying is called a Din, and they take mighty money from him. Mamim Bedin Lav Shmei Dain is not called a Dain." Another thing he saw that was written in the rules in the rule book. What? Why they write it? That's what they wrote. That's because they don't want to erase what they wrote. It doesn't look good. They left what they wrote. They wrote, by the way, the Savi the Yodai, say like this. That is it. And then you'll see it again, like a similar thing coming up. Chaza, he saw, was also written in the rule book there. The Chsiv, this is not a rule, but this was like a saying. But Roish Ka Moisa Anor Dam. Every person who dies, you know what the reason is? He has too much dam. He didn't go to the bloodletting doctor, and he has too much dam. That's everyone dies from that. That's what's said as the klal, as the rule. And it says, but Roish Ka Chayin, and anyone who lives, Anor Chamer. You know what's the main source of life? Is wine. So he saw this. He says, "Elamiata." That makes no sense. Elamiata, not from Igra. A guy fell off a roof and missed and died. Over the not from a dickle, he fell off a palm tree and missed and he died. Domakata, because he had too much blood, he died. That makes no sense. Mesu, man the dark lemeimer. Someone's on the way to be killed. Maskule chamra v'chaya. If you give him a cup of wine, he's gonna live. Elahochi by lemechta. This was right. But Rosh Komarin, the source of all sickness is anod dam. It's too much dam. That's a source of sickness, not a source of death. But Roish Kol Asvon, the best way to heal someone is Ano Chamer is with wine. So Kotzvachi Itaka wrote like this: Baram Sabi the Yudoy Amri, the elders of Yudoy of the Yidden say, but Roish Kol Marin Ano Dam. But in the source of every sickness is dam, too much blood. But Roish Kol Asvon, the source of every healing Ano Chamer is the wine. And Ba'asad less Chamar Taman. There's no wine in that city. Mizbo Saman. That's where you need the medicines. Now, once we mention something about things that are written on the door of this Goyish Bezdin, this non-Jewish Bezdin, we say we have another thing. Ksiv, apischa de kaputkia. It said on the door of kaputkia, these three words, ampik, ambig, antal, to tell us that these three things are all the same shear. It's all a shear revius. And it gave from Mechamemkar that if you said, I'm going to give you this much of whatever it is, ampik or ambig antal, this much cinnamon, this much wine, whatever it is, it's that shear. Ve'ezu antel, what's the shear of antel? Zeh revius shal tayr, that's a revius of tayr. Now why is it called revius shal tayr? The Rashbam explains that the revius comes up in the tayr. First of all, dalat kaisis, even dalat kaisis not with the raisa, but it has a source in the tayr. And same thing, a yayin of a nazir is a revius lachem ha'ish v'sinai. So that's what's called revius shal tayr. And the shear revius is called, in other languages, is called, you know, it's probably Aramaic, ampik ambig antel is all a shame for a revius.